You're co-sponsoring two bills that you're excited about and want to tell people about, think they should know about. Let's start with House Bill 8.
Well, yeah, thank you. We're very excited. We're co-sponsoring a couple bills and have some legislation that we're introducing this week and next week that'll be coming out. But some of the ones that we're particularly honored to be a co-sponsor with, one of those is House Bill 8, and it is a bill recognizing foreign protective orders, and the primary sponsor on the bill actually is Speaker Edgman, and we are a co-sponsor on that bill because it's a bill really that's aimed at making sure that our state statute comes in alignment with kind of the federal statutes that were passed under VAWA. And what it does is it actually allows the presumptive recognition of protective orders that are issued by, in our case, it would be tribal communities or in perhaps a state that is not Alaska, or perhaps a community, from a different country. And it gives kind of a presumption of validity to those documents, so that a survivor of, say, domestic violence or stalking, or someone that would have a protective order of some nature, would be able to, if they were in Alaska, have their, their tribal order upheld by police anywhere in the state.
Another bill that you are co-sponsoring is House Bill 78. Talk about that.
House Bill 78 is a bill that is recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day, and it will occur, if passed, on the second Monday of October. So it is very much something that personally myself, I feel is long overdue, and something very much that I think helps our region and helps to recognize all the wonderful contributions that Alaskan Natives and Indigenous people have given to us, and the world of art and culture and science and math and really literature and kind of everything.
I'm interested in the timing of the holiday, the second week in October, second Monday in October. Is that Columbus Day?
You're a sharp guy with your calendar there. It is Columbus Day, and that was actually brought up, I think, during the discussions today. And I think Representative Westlake, who's the primary sponsor on the bill, very much alluded to how intentional that was, and in his mind, when he was drafting the bill, what he thought was that this was a great way for to really celebrate multiculturalism, and he was very intentional in choosing that date. And traditionally, I believe in the past, when it has been celebrated either by the governor making a proclamation or an individual, resolution coming from the House or from the Congress or something like that, it has been the second Monday in October. So there is some historical relevance to that.
Another thing that you're working on over in your office is universal pre-K for all Alaskans. Talk about where that is.
The statistics are pretty plain to see, and they've been validated time and time again, that a majority of a child's kind of social learning takes place, between the ages of 3 and 5, and that, what may look like big but are actually become small investments during that time to have you know, universal pre-K, or, you know, and it's, this is in no way intended to eliminate Head Start. You know, Head Start, another great program that we have in a couple of our villages out there, are programs that are going to prepare our children for the future. And, you know, the return on investment, monetary-wise, is saving, you know, in some studies, 13, 15 to 1 dollars saved in the future from things like special needs or special education programs or incarceration or public assistance.
It certainly seems like everyone would believe it was a good investment, but I guess the question that some people would have would be, where is the down payment on that investment going to come from?
From my personal viewpoint, that if we were having, you know, our oil companies paying their fair share, that we would have the money in a heartbeat.